Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre.
They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast.
Gotta casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office, and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm
and find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at chinwagpod or on Twitter at chinwag_pod.
Ike is off the hook.
Update those terrorism power rankings.
Yep, that is going to be tough. It'll be a tough one to top.
Although, terrorist month, going on the calendar. Got a preview in this one.
That's true.
I'm confused by
something. Amin trying to spin this shit in his favor is going to be confusing.
Are you going to try to spin this, Amin?
He always does.
What are you talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it's time to play.
That's the point of the show.
Isn't it?
It's possible. I don't understand what this podcast is about.
Poppycock. The fuck house.
On a weekly basis, we are consuming more concentrated bad movies than probably anybody in the history of mankind.
Poppycock.
What story? What are you talking about?
Do you want lunch?
I have yet to laugh in this movie. I'll just tell you that.
You picked it, motherfucker. Just remember that.
You know the problem with Hollywood is? They make shit. Unbelievable, unremarkable shit.
I was legitimately offended.
You were offended?
I was offended.
I didn't know you could get offended.
I was offended.
This did it.
If I were gay, I wouldn't be offended.
They're fucking making shit up, I mean!
Inconsequential detail after inconsequential detail after inconsequential detail.
Bees don't lie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm holding a mic in my hands and now I'm talking all alone.
Cinephobe, the podcast where we break down the movies you're afraid to admit you love. I'm Zach Harper. That's Amin El Hassan. That's Anthony Mays. Patreon.com/countthedings. Get the latest episode of Ass On, Ass Off, in which we retroactively try to catch up to award some Ass On, Ass Off awards. If you have an award, award it. Make sure you get that, plus all of our extra content, not just for Cinephobe, but for Count the Dings as a network. If you have a review, review it. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Write whatever you want. Don't care. Just make it 5 stars. And if you have a submission, you can throw it on there. But you've got to submit it knowing the movie has to be 40% or lower on Rotten Tomatoes for the audience or the critic's score. It's Septembre, which means we got a brand new month. We brought you Nick Cage Month, Black History Month, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Oscar winner Ben Affleck, superhero Travolta, and rom-com months. Now we're in September. That means we've got Wesley Snipes Month. You know what the S in September stands for, Amin?
Snipes.
Snipes, that's right. Amin got the first pick, for obvious reasons, and he selected the 1998 sci-fi sport action movie, Future Sport.
Is that what you had, Maze?
All I had was sport!
Yeah.
This is the laziest fucking movie we've ever done.
Is it?
Isn't it?
It's another TV movie. Welcome to Cinephobe.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames and messieurs, welcome to Cinephobe. That's how we're doing it for the rest of this episode.
And it's competition in a duel is Nick Fury. 1998 TV movies. That's the only thing I compared this movie to. Throw everything else out.
Future Sport stars Wesley Snipes, kind of. He's a repeat offender from The Fan and Money Train.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
In 1997. Now, this is confusing, okay? Murder at 1600 and One Night Stand. Movies that did pretty solidly, right? Then he had U.S. Marshals, Blade, Down in the Delta, and this movie in 98, and then Play It to the Bone in 99. Why this movie during this time? He had major movies coming out. Why this?
He was an executive producer, so they must have cashed him out, and he showed up for 5 days.
I don't know what they did for the other 4 days. I don't know what he could have possibly done. This movie also stars Dean Cain and Vanessa Williams. Dean had just finished Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman in 1997.
Yes, sir. Dean Cain, sir.
Was he at Best Men in 1997? And then he's only in TV movies around this time as well. Isn't he a huge racist?
Yeah, big MAGA guy.
It's easier to list the movies that he's done that aren't Cinephobe eligible, and most of them, like this movie, don't even have enough critics' reviews to get a score.
Right, but for some reason, Amin picked this movie. Vanessa Williams, repeat offender, previously on the Eraser episode. She was in Soul Food and Hoodlum in 1997.
Great movies.
Dance With Me in 98, along with this movie.
and Light It Up and the Adventures of Elmo in Grouchland in 1999.
Grouchland.
Where she played the Queen of Trash.
Grouchland, not Grouchland. Come on now.
I said Grouchland.
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 Valerie Chow from Phantoms and Bridge of Dragons is in this. Adrian G. Griffiths from Shooter and multiple X-Men movies. Bill Smitrovich from Independence Day, the Ted franchise, and a movie called Bitch.
By Meredith Brooks.
J.R. Bourne from 13 Ghosts. Repeat Offender.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Matthew Walker from Wicker Man.
Sir, he's the pilot.
Emmanuel Shrieky
from
Entourage and future cinephobe, Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Yes.
Sloan
and repeat offender Ken Kersinger from Hot Rod.
Indeed.
Okay, so there's someone in this movie that I didn't bother to look at the cast, but I'm pretty sure she's a repeat offender, but I'm going to hold it until her appearance.
Oh boy, this ought to be racist.
And we know that your perceptions of who people are and what movies they've been in are always on point. We also have Brad Laurie, a stuntman.
Stuntman.
Who has an actual role in this movie, but he's been a stuntman in Ballistic X vs. Sever,
Woo.
Catwoman, Reindeer Games, and White Chicks.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Brad Laurie is now tied with Arnold Schwarzenegger for most appearances on this podcast with 5.
Future Sport, directed by Ernest R. Dickerson, who directed Juice, Bulletproof, Bones, Never Die Alone, 6 episodes of The Wire, 9 episodes of Dexter, 11 episodes of The Walking Dead, and he was a cinematographer on Do the Right Thing, Jungle Fever, and Malcolm X.
Spike Lee's classmate at Tisch.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite discovery from his resume is that he made future cinephobe Surviving the Game, where Ice-T is a homeless man being hunted by Rutger Hauer, Charles S. Dutton, Gary Busey, F. Murray Abraham, and John C. McGinley, which has inspired me to put Hunting Month on the potential.
Does Hard Target qualify? Probably not. It's too good.
It's the most dangerous game.
Most dangerous of games.
Hard Target's at 49%.
Damn.
This movie was written by 2 people. It took 2 people to write this piece of shit. Steve DeJarnat.
2 can play this game.
And Robert Hewitt Wolf. This is the last thing Steve ever wrote. But he did also write Strange Brew.
And directed 11 episodes of Lizzie McGuire.
And Robert wrote some episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Andromeda.
And Elementary.
Synopsis for Future Sport. This is how you can tell it's a real piece of shit, okay? We're 8 minutes into this podcast.
We're flying.
We're already done with the intro.
It's like we're on hoverboards.
It's like they've sped up the action to make it look like stuff's happening.
Oh, mutation.
Synopsis for Future Sport.
By the way, because I've been listening to some old episodes while preparing for this. Can we get a swear jar going? Can we bring that back?
Oh, here we go.
No? Yes? You guys down for that?
What's the point of this?
Just to clean up the act a little. I think the F-bombs are flying a little too much in that cocktail episode. You guys are just out here like a bunch of sailors. And I think, ideally, I want to get to the point where we can take the E off of our podcast. I think we get a much bigger audience.
I don't agree. Did you say you were listening to old episodes and then you cited the most recent episode as a reason?
Is that a new episode?
Yeah.
No, the new episode is what we're recording right now.
No, it's not an episode yet.
No.
This is the first trimester of this episode. We could abort it and nobody would ever know.
Future Pod.
And we're off the hoverboards.
Synopsis for Future Sport. In 2025, Future Sport is the organized sport of the planet, but someone else is getting organized and their game is war.
Yeah.
2 taglines for this one. The fate of the world will be decided in one game.
Okay.
Really just the fate of Hawaii.
Yeah, it's not really the world. Yeah. Kind of overselling it a bit.
And the other one. In 2025, a revolutionary sport is the only way to stop a revolution.
You got a lot of work to do to get to this version of 2025.
I've got a tagline from the trailer that I posted in the group chat, guys.
For one man, one moment, the world's in his hands.
Ooh. Yeah. Will he ride the lightning with the world in his hands?
Ride the lightning?
Yeah. Does that mean like do heroin or something?
It's chasing the dragon.
$9 million estimated budget.
Nine times.
It obviously didn't gross anything U.S. or worldwide. It aired on ABC in 1998.
How?
How?
There's so many F-bombs in this movie.
There's an edited version that's on YouTube for free, by the way.
So where's the unedited version live?
Pluto TV.
Not where we watched it when it was originally
released. Why did they shoot it? I don't know.
By the way, what does the term ride the lightning mean? Pretty dark, guys. It means to be put to death by means of the electric chair.
Oh, wait. So they were telling people on death row, you're going to ride the lightning tomorrow, buddy?
Yeah, scores of inmates rode the lightning while he was warden of the prison.
Jesus.
You don't want to know what ride the tiger means?
You get killed in a tiger chair?
Take on a responsibility or embark on a course of action which subsequently cannot safely be abandoned. The expression comes from the Chinese proverb, he who rides a tiger is afraid to dismount.
Now, should I do the Amin thing there and jump all over him mispronouncing a basic word?
What did I mispronounce?
You said subsequently.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Maze, did I? Rewind it. Subsequently.
Yep, see, there you go.
No, I didn't.
It's right there.
Uh-uh.
Before we jump into this movie and the rest of this podcast, Future Sport is either a rental or available on our good friend Pluto TV.
It was on IMDb TV, on Amazon as well.
Still do not understand how they exist.
I mean, they did know that I got the black. I pulled up Pluto TV last time and it suggested all the black stuff.
Hey, right? It's Vampire in Brooklyn's on, brother.
Brother. You're my brother.
All right. Future Sport receives 25% from the critics on 4 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, 23% from the audience on over 1,000 ratings. I mean, would you like the positive or the negative reviews?
Oh, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy, Zach. Give me the positives.
Well, everybody's just thinking about the negative. Well, I think the glass is half full. Everybody thinks it's half empty.
Our only positive critic review, Dragon Antulov of rex.arts.movies.reviews. 5 out of 10. User Chris R, 3.5 out of 5. This movie is so bad, it's good. Seriously, you've got Wesley Snipes as a Jamaican gangster, Vanessa Williams being Vanessa Williams, and Dean Cain, who saves the world from WW3 or 4 or dot, 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 something, by playing the dumbest name cross between hockey and rollerball on skateboards known to man. It's pure brilliance.
Pure what?
Brilliance. B-R-L-L-I-A-N-C-E. Brilliance.
That's how you pronounced it.
User Larissa N, 3 out of 5. Sure, it's a bit out there, and others have compared it to Rollerball, which you will hear a lot of, which I haven't seen, so I can't, but it's still decent sci-fi entertainment. It's also most likely the first time I've seen Kane since his Superman days on TV, trying to save the world here too. Williams is her usual charming self, and Snipes is funny playing the Jamaican gangster. Now, was he a gangster? I'm getting a lot of this in the reviews.
That's 2 for 2, so clearly he must be.
He's a reformed gangster. Actually, we don't even know if he was ever a gangster. We just know that he brought peace.
No, he's just cleaning up the down zone.
He does have a rather large security force.
Look, he's well-respected in the neighborhood and in the community.
What, are you going to call that his posse, Phil Jackson?
Racist.
User AJG. 3 out of 5 stars. This is a really cheese movie, but I still found it to be good.
Thanks.
User Darren P, 3.5 out of 5. Even though this film is full of cliches and borrows heavily from earlier and better films like Rollerball, the original, it was surprisingly entertaining. Maybe it was just the Vanessa Williams factor, but I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
She was awful in this.
What?
Yes.
Racist.
Wow. User David H, 4 out of 5 stars. Overall, a poorly acted movie. The plot was fairly decent. Wesley Snipes produced another brilliant performance, and his prolonged appearance in the movie enhanced it,
Enhance
the overall quality of acting tenfold.
When you're zooming in, Zach,
you're zooming in, Hansen. User Stuart K, 5 out of 5. Wonderful, fun film. Dean Cain and Wesley Snipes. What more could you ask for? I could think of a few things.
A lot more.
Yeah, I could think of something.
Not Dean Cain.
User Sam H, 5 out of 5. All caps. Dean Cain? Fuck yeah. Bunch of exclamation points.
That's one for Zach.
He misspelled you there.
User Private U. 4.5 out of 5.
Private U is a repeat offender.
Private user.
Enjoyed from start to finish. And rid me of a terrible hangover.
Okay.
User James C, 4 out of 5.
Not better than a red eye.
So bad it's good. Superman saves the world again with the help of Wesley Snipes' Jamaican twin.
What?
All this and Vanessa Williams in the background. What more do you want from a film? Quite a bit, actually, guys. Still want a lot more from a film.
Now, did he write background as two different words?
Two words, yeah. Two words. Yep.
background.
User Private You, 5 out of 5 stars. Great cast, great story, a must for lovers of film for all genres. User Private You, 4.5 out of 5.
Well, don't go on now.
None of these people want to reveal their identity.
Oh.
Best Dean Cain movie of 1998. He settles a war by himself, which may seem ridiculous, but come on, he's Dean Cain.
I really thought it was Private You, like someone in the military.
I think it is.
Last name is Y-E-W.
If it's someone without a name, it usually just says blank
user.
Yeah.
But private might be they have an account, but it's hidden.
Stop being a pessimist. This tank is not half full. It's half empty.
Emmanuel Levy of EmmanuelLevy.com for the negative reviews.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
2 out of 5. James O'Healy of Movie Gurus.
O'Healy now.
Bland and easily forgettable.
I don't know if it's easily forgettable. That remains to be seen.
Cheryl DeWolf of Apollo Guide. 62 out of 100.
What?
I don't know.
That's positive.
But she's grading on a 100-point scale?
Apparently, yeah.
It should be higher. It should be a positive review.
No, actually, Rotten Tomatoes, in order to be a positive review, has got to be 70% or higher.
That can't be true because Dragon Onto Love of rex.arts.movies.reviews just gave it a 5 out of 10. They called it a positive.
It's 50%.
Okay, well, then I'm lost.
They weren't ready for her 100 scale. It confused them.
User JDE, 3 out of 5 stars. Future ripoff of Rollerball.
Wait.
So there was an original Rollerball in like the 70s, right? And then there's a Rollerball remake in like 2004 or something like that, 2003.
Yeah, so I feel like it's kind of fair game if it's a 23-year-old movie and you're ripping it off. They didn't know that they were going to make another remake 4 years later that was also going to be a future centerphobe.
Hold on, Maze. If it's a 23-year wait, does the math, 1998, 2021? That means we can do a future ripoff of Future Sport. How about that?
How about that?
Yaman.
User Private U, 1 out of 5.
He's back.
Blockbuster Video should be ashamed of making shelf space for this.
Damn. Wait, no, there's no chance they went to a Blockbuster to rent this.
1998?
No chance it was there when they went and then wrote this review.
Okay, like, yeah, exactly. When was this review posted? I'm calling BS on this.
August 10th, 2007.
Yeah, there's no chance. Well, actually, there is a chance.
User Mark R, 2.5 out of 5.
Sharpie.
Oh, it's crap, but you know it's going to be.
It's true.
User Andre O, 0.5 star out of 5 stars.
Here's my O face.
Review will be written when, if, rewatched. Probability, 0. First viewing, 13/4/1999.
Oh, wow. What a international style date there, guy.
User Mark M, 1.5 out of 5.
Mark him down.
Another notch in the belt of Dean Cain's career failure.
Don't even wear a belt. Beltless.
You could feel that the film was hoping to become a cross between Blade Runner, RoboCop, and some sports story feel-good movie. But it ended up being a cross between RoboCop 4 and My Ass. The most annoying thing about this movie was pairing up Vanessa Williams and Dean Cain. If ever a couple looked less compatible on screen, it was these two. The only thing worse might have been if they cast Donald Sutherland and Terry Hatcher. I'm so glad I didn't pay to watch this movie.
I miss Terry Hatcher. What's she up to?
I saw her at...
Trader Joe's by your house.
No, Star Wars Land in Disneyland.
Oh. When'd you go?
This would have been early 2020, out in front of the Millennium Falcon.
Before the bad times.
Is it now the Millennial Falcon? Because you got all these millennials going?
It is not.
Okay. User Nick J, 0.5 star out of 5.
Nick Kurtdale.
Go straight to Nick Kurtdale. It rips off Rollerball. Rollerball was an insanely bad movie. What does that tell you? User Nick B, 0.5 star out of 5 stars.
Nick B, racist.
Just when you think a movie can't be worse than Rollerball, this piece of shit came along.
Oh my God, Rollerball.
Same feel as Rollerball, but the game is even less appealing. Dean Cain and Wesley Snipes with the worst Jamaican accent ever. Massive pile of garbage. This movie sucks mega ass.
That's 4 for Zach.
And then one more. User Ralph R, 1.5 out of 5 stars. This is a butt hound.
Ooh, that's a new one.
What's a butt hound?
You have to ask. You can't afford it.
Clearly.
Amin, what is your first note?
Oh, I got...
We built this city!
Yeah, we back, baby!
We built this city on fucking... I built this city!
Same drop, too.
We built this city on fucking...
J. Championship Sunday 2025. We have video board ads in the city. Dean Cain is menacing in some of them. Also, there's a ghostly white woman just saying, "Yours." It's going to happen again in the movie, and it's never explained. I don't know what it's for. But a fragrance?
Are you serious?
What?
It's his girlfriend.
That's his girlfriend?
It's Annie Lennox.
Oh, is that Annie Lennox?
No.
He didn't say that's Annie Lennox.
He said that's Annie Lennox. That's what he just said.
I thought he said Stevie Lennox.
Who the hell is Stevie Lennox?
Stevie Nicks.
I don't know.
Annie Lennox.
Maze could also just step in and let us know what the fuck he said.
I said Annie Lennox.
That's 5%.
And why would you say Stevie Lennox?
He didn't say Stevie Lennox. He said Annie Lennox, which goes to prove my point that Zach can't hear. He imagines things and just jumps on them.
Yours. Yours. Film noir.
Film.
We get some newscast exposition.
From Channel 90, because, you know, future talk.
Future channels. New developments in the Free Hawaii movement.
Free Hawaii exposition.
Eric Seith, the leader of the Hawaiian Liberation Organization, has disappeared 3 days after storming out of negotiations with Hawaii Governor Makena.
Is that Kai from White Lotus?
You fear militant organization will make demands for a statement, and New Orleans is preparing security for the championship game. Eric Seith has face tattoos, like aggressive face tattoos, like a mask.
The leader of the Hawaii Liberation Movement
Hilo
is a white man,
white man
with a face tattoo.
Future sports superstar Trey Ramsey called the HLO, quote, a bunch of surfer punks trying to haul off the best waves for themselves, unquote. And my next note, stick to sports, Wesley Snipes. I didn't have a revelation yet that I was going to have.
Maze, can you read that quote, please?
A bunch of surfer punks trying to haul off the best waves for themselves.
Delightful. I got a big question at the end of this movie that I never got answered.
Why? Why did you pick this?
Just one?
LA Rush are the odds-on favorites to win the title. It's the game of the century. So is the game of the century for the previous century or for the next century? Or smack dab in the middle.
For the 21st century. Man. I was going to jump on, and then I remember it's 2025, so.
Delivery woman, early ass-on candidate. Delivery, if you could just sign.
Oh, she's one of many.
Bro, future same note, too. Laser guns and an ambush from this delivery truck. Everybody getting destroyed.
Was it a laser? Because it looked like a regular gun.
I don't know. It's kind of a hand cannon. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it's like it was sparks and an explosion when someone got shot. But later on in the movie, someone else gets shot and they seem fine.
It's just in this scene that they have these special exploding bullets.
And is that Eric Seith? Eric Seith, early on, ass on candidate. He's either eating a plate of onions or calamari. I couldn't tell what that was.
He eats something and then he looks at an octopus and then they cut away.
Spider robot in the vents of this complex. Don't really understand what's going on. Eric Seith is me tooing the fuck out of this woman agent. Asking about targets and their status. His tongue is out, but she's not looking at him. So is he about to suck on her ear or something? What was happening there?
Is a woman Asian or agent?
Asian.
She's an Asian agent.
Agent provocateur.
Damn, athletes. Never on time for anything.
Oh, that ass was
racist?
Flew from out the sky through the window and slapped right onto her.
The Pharaoh will be here. We just have to wait for him to make his royal entrance. And I wrote, Tom Brady's coming here?
Is that his nickname?
Maze. Amin and I discovered the other night on radio that Tom Brady has a nickname, The Pharaoh, according to Football Reference.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't understand right away why they called him the Pharaoh in this movie, but it kind of makes sense. Tom Brady, less so.
Does it kind of make sense?
Ramsey.
No. No, that's not a nickname.
That's his last name.
No.
Trey Ramsey, the Pharaoh. Ramsey was a Pharaoh.
His middle name is Pharaoh.
Look it up, Egypt.
His middle name is Pharaoh?
His middle name is not Pharaoh. No.
I got a note on it. Just keep going.
Are you kidding me?
There's no way.
I'm dead serious.
Him and Torres in one shot, the traitor and the snoop. Nickname exposition. Scythe says it's a glorious day for the revolution. These two get a whole opening scene, and there's not an ass to be found between either of them. Not a single cheek.
There's a guy standing there with a camcorder that's melded into his face.
Yeah, camera eye.
It's not a camera eye. It's like the side of his face and head is all like just kind of cut out that stuff and stuck a camcorder in there.
Is he a human?
There's a point where I'm not sure who's a robot and who's real. A lot of cyborgs happening. Cut to two people in bed. It's Dean Cain flexing. Tells a woman he's on top of to wish him luck. What's the hurry?
He's with Annie Lennox, and they have massive stained glass windows.
Stevie?
Annie Lennox, Eurythmics.
It's game day. You're getting some play? That's a no-no. It's a big no-no.
He's the Pharaoh.
He's not the Pharaoh. He's Trey.
Put the pussy in a sarcophagus.
Oh, boy, that's six for Zach.
Pre-game interview is the hurry. He's got to keep his sponsors happy. She says, your sponsors, they have nothing to worry about. Besides, after this game, your popularity index will be even higher than mine.
Didn't think it was possible. She's at 401.
Athlete jargon.
We've got some post-sex position going on here.
PI index position.
Explaining the popularity index, which, as I like to call it, future talk. All these little things to show us it's in the future, like they where things matter that we don't know about,
right,
you know, in the current day. So that's future talk, courtesy of post-sex position.
Who's doing the interview? It's her, isn't it? Alex Torres interviewing Tremaine Ramsey on the championship pregame. That's got to be worth 15 points at least. And that's when I had the realization, Trey Ramsey is not Wesley Snipes. It's Dean Cain.
So that's the thing. They had to have approached.
I felt I was racist.
Wesley Snipes. For this part, and he turned it down.
And they just never rewrote the name?
I guess not. He's also supposed to be a quarter Hawaiian? And he looks like Dean Cain?
Oh! Okay, now I understand it.
Excuse me, Mr. Snipes. I meant stick to sports Dean Cain. Then he puts a vest on with no shirt. Network pulled Alex Torres back to cover the game. It's been 10 years since she did that first piece on Future Sport. And they want to do a retrospective. Nostalgia sells, you know.
As long as you aren't nostalgic about her.
And that's called jealous position.
He and Alex were over a long time ago. Besides, just look at you. Who could compete with you?
Are you all right?
Who could I'm trying to deliver it how who could compete with you? Yeah. She puts on a giant piece of steel around his neck. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a tie.
I think that was supposed to be some sort of Egyptian themed necklace.
No.
And then I wrote, wait, he's the Pharaoh?
It's a tie from the future.
Stop trying to make Pharaoh happen. It's not gonna happen.
Cut to Wesley Snipes, and he's got dreads, sunglasses and dreads, and Vanessa Williams and camera eye guy walk up. Quite a circus, isn't it?
Wesley, his dreads, his accent, file.
He looks like Little John.
What?
Yes.
What?
Not like the good old days.
He's got some kind of accent, that is for sure.
Oh, BK Fix. The good thing is, like, it's all over the place, so it's actually a bunch of different countries at any given time.
What?
It's the future.
Oh, BK Fix, they're recording him. Man credited with creating Future Sport.
Yes. Guilty as charged.
Honestly, there's some movies where I'm like, I just want to hear Maze do all the lines.
It's his first championship Sunday. He never showed interest in the pro leagues. They don't like him nagging them. Having a conscience can be expensive. She says, you still contend the league doesn't give back to the community? Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, Maze. You go ahead.
The down zone.
Without the kids in the down zone, they wouldn't make a dame. So it behooves the league. And that's when we get Alex. We're rolling. It's the network. Trey is on his way down.
So the cameraman is also a phone?
Yeah.
Is this Elon Musk's Tesla robot?
I'll tell him we'll get back as soon as we finish with Fix.
Oh, no. It's all right. I understand. Trey's ratings. I'm just doo-doo.
He mockingly claps for Trey, who walks off the elevator.
No, he doesn't. The elevator doors open, and when they open, it reveals him looking down so that at the perfect moment, he can look up. And just smile at everybody because he's so goddamn cool.
There's at least 12 people waiting for him. Van asks him for his print. His girl Anarchy is there in the crowd.
Way to accessorize.
Some kid tries to get his autograph. He suns the hell out of him. He like mushes the kid in the face and says, maybe later, kid. And I was like, I like this guy.
Trey is handling the crazed media of four people. Can't quote him. He hasn't said anything. But it's time for his exclusive pregame with Alex Torres. And Coach Bruce Arians interrupts and saves him.
This is the coach?
The hat.
What?
He's got the hat from the Golden Child.
Leather beret, a loose scarf, and he's got his jacket slung over his shoulder.
You're still late. If you want to thank me, you can win the game. My contract is up for renewal.
Sports.
Trey sees a BK and his ass is on. Ass off is nobody. I'm saying it right now. Nobody in this movie gets ass off.
False.
8 minutes in. Market is blank, Maze.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules? Market zero.
They're calling the cops, man. Put the piece away.
Market zero.
Walter, put the piece away.
Walter?
You think I'm fucking around here, Marcus Zero?
Trey never thought he'd see Obike at a pro game. Blame it on Alex.
Obike and Trey dap, but it's not like a regular dap. It's like an elbow grapple, which tells me it's a future dap. They knew COVID was coming. No hand-to-hand combat right there. Just like, you know, like elbow to elbow. They knew.
She can be extremely persuasive. He says, easy. Trey invites Obike to the victory party tonight. Win the game first, Stugatz. Camera eyes rolling years ago. Trey the Pharaoh Ramsey. You think his middle name is Pharaoh?
Tremaine Pharaoh Ramsey is what it said. It didn't say Trey the Pharaoh Ramsey. It said Tremaine Pharaoh Ramsey. And that's when I wrote the note. That's got to be a black name.
Why is all this taking place out in the open in a mall food court?
Yeah, it's in a mall. He became an overnight sensation after a report on an obscure game called Future Sport. Now he's captain of the LA Rush, looking for his third consecutive championship.
Why is she interviewing off camera? Why isn't she on camera?
Mr. Ramsey? Alex, I know you were ticked off when I dumped you, but it can't have reached the point of Mr. Ramsey. Cut! Two things.
One, I'd rather be in Hawaii covering the secession. Two, you didn't dump me. I dumped you.
And I wrote rom-com staple. Then I remembered, ah, shucks.
Wrong month.
Retire that phrase.
I wrote, who the fuck does Hawaii think they are?
Well, that's seven from Wasak. Jeez.
Despite what your autobiography says. So you read my book. Gunshots start going off. Militia walks in. Dean tackles Alex to save her. And the Asian woman says this is a political action of the Hawaiian Liberation Organization. And he says, Hilo. Great.
Agent woman?
Alexander Torres, Tremaine Ramsey, you've been found guilty of crimes against the Hawaiian people. Come what? Forward and face justice. And someone says, how many? And someone answers, nueve.
Anarchy says, aren't you the popular couple? And then she starts speaking in Spanish?
Yeah, nueve.
Nueve. No, she doesn't nueve. She says nueve. I didn't realize these people in the crowd were his teammates.
Me neither.
I thought they were all like people who were about to sell him out. Like,
she's over here. They're both over here.
I thought they were people in the line for the food court. I didn't know what the fuck they were.
That's eight for Zach.
Eight what?
Cuss words, man. We're doing a cuss jar today. I told you that.
A blonde guy smiles at him. A woman with an eye patch stands up. Anarchy gives him his board. He could take them if he had a ball. Anarchy has a ball.
The coach calls a play. Kamikaze 38 float. Sounds like a drink order from Cocktail.
This has become Hurricane Heist. The kid's calling out plays.
No, it became Cocktail. Kamikaze 38 float. I was like, I'll have one of those. It's not as good as a red eye.
If I pull this off, my PI rating's going through the roof. Tells the camera eye, don't blink. This is going to be good. Do camera eyes blink?
I don't think he can. He's a goddamn robot.
Is he a robot?
Isn't he?
Mesdames et messieurs, welcome to Cinephobe.
He paddles out low on his board. He hits the woman's gun with his board, throws the ball into the guy's head. Blonde dude hits down guns with his bow. A BK fix pulls down a soldier. And Dean Cain's faces as he's squaring up to fight this woman. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Smirking his ass off is what he's doing.
Oh, my God. Security comes, and the Hilo lady says, let's go. They retreat. She fires at Dean and misses. Obike grabs a kid from harm, and then a McDonald's commercial plays.
That kid had the dumbest look on his face, too.
Obike tells the kid, you owe me. And I wrote, tension maze?
You all right? Good. Now you owe me.
This was all a cold open?
We built this city. We built this city on thinking. I built this city. We built this city on thinking.
Opening credits, 15 minutes in.
Oh,
15 minutes into the movie. That's how long the cold open was. Also, this is the part where I realized, wait, those were his teammates?
Channel 90 is called Zeitzeit.
Is Dean Cain supposed to be Gronk?
Well, why'd he say that?
Because he's just got a dumb look on his face at all times.
No, I think that's just Dean Cain.
Crowd is chanting for him. We get a future sport graphic. Alex Torres reports on Tremaine Ramsey. He was the rookie of the year in pro basketball. The league collapsed around him in the worst point-shaving scandal in sports history. What could have possibly happened here to cause that?
How big of a scandal? That's what I was trying to think about.
Baseball had a World Series thrown.
Also, quick question. Rank from best to worst basketball skills. You've got basketball scene from Catwoman.
File.
Basketball scene from What Happens in Vegas with Ashton Kutcher and the other guy.
And Treat Williams.
You've got the basketball scene from What Men Want, featuring Taraji P. Henson and
Jamal Barry,
or Dean Cain in Future Sport.
Ooh, it's tough. I'm going Catwoman number one. You left out an important quote unquote basketball scene. Future callback. Yeah.
What was that?
Hook.
Oh, wait, Hook?
Did you say Long Came Polly?
No, I didn't say Long Came Polly. Yeah, throw in my man Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I mean, I got to go Catwoman number one.
Went Shaquille on his butt, I mean.
Long Came Polly. He was White Chocolate. Rain Dance. Dean Cain's definitely. No, Jamal Berry's the worst.
Treat Williams above or below Dean Cain.
That just looks like Bob Cousy highlights to me.
And don't forget Tom Cruise hitting 5 straight jumpers in Cocktail.
Did you see where Dean Cain played in the NBA, right?
Was he in Madison Square Garden?
No, he played for Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids? What?
Boy, that expansion. What? Commissioner Silver and his expansion.
Got out of control, man. What team is Cedar Rapids? What number team in the league is that? 51? 52?
Not even that. Then again, in 1998, if we told people, by the way, they're going to move the Grizzlies from Vancouver to Memphis and they're going to move the Sonics from Seattle to Oklahoma City, I think most people would say, get the fuck out of here. Cedar Rapids.
That's true.
Way more likely.
A few months later, the league dissolved and Ramsey started playing a new game. A game called Future Sport. Two teams, 5 players each, and only one way to score. Put the ball in the goal. 1 point for a throw, 3 for a slam. Let's watch.
Were any of those actually slams?
No, not one slam in this whole fucking movie.
They're all the same exact footage of somebody bouncing on a trampoline.
It's a skateboarding game?
Yeah, you skateboard up the ramp and throw the ball into the hole.
It's a giant tuba, and it's the same exact setup the Lost Boys have in Hook, where they put a basketball hoop above a vert ramp.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot
about
that.
There's some weak-ass skateboarding in this as well. Ramsey playing and dominating. Today, Future Sport is the most popular game on Earth, and Terrain Ramsey, its undisputed star.
They've got a slick, smooth arena that looks exactly the same no matter where it's supposed to be taking place.
Question is, has all the money, glory, and publicity made the game and the players better or taken away everything that matters?
Terrible journalism. What kind of question is that? What does that even mean?
It's hard hitting.
Woman with the eye patch has a robot arm as well.
Whoa. Where does she go? Is she a ghost? She just kind of disappeared there. Why did they do that? I didn't understand that part.
I didn't understand any of this movie. This whole movie's one big question mark.
My father made outrageous claims like he invented the question mark.
Coach speak. Look out for Jamiston. He's a killer. Keep your passes crisp. And remember, team first. That means you too, Trey. Jet, handle Blake. He wants Trey to save himself for offense. Eye patch can handle him. Don't you mean fondle him?
Hey.
She hits the blonde guy. Let's get it done. Time for the game. Alex wants to know if he saw the story.
So she cut together a story and aired it in the time between the hostage situation and now, and he watched it. And he was late for the game.
She thinks that he sold out, but everybody did. This used to mean something. Now it's just a show. People glued to their vid walls.
Future jargon.
Future talk.
She's starting to sound like Fix. She went for the ratings.
Fix invented the game to keep peace between the down zoner gangs. Would she have been happier if he had said no to the money, fame, and glory? I really wish I knew.
It's time to play Future Sport. We built this intro on CGI.
Bootleg ass Michael Buffer welcoming us to the game.
LA Rush versus Berlin Griffins.
It's a graphic of a ball getting queefed into an arena and then flying around with electricity.
Ride the lightning.
Time for the team. Captains to meet and wish each other well before the game.
Becker looks like dollar store Pete Berg.
Hey, Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Heard about your little run-in with Hilo. Hope you saved enough for the game. More than enough to take you to school, Beanpole.
Beanpole, ooh.
Well, who knows, Stubby? Maybe it's my turn to teach you a thing or two.
Huh.
Stubby. That's great.
And I wrote tension.
Oh, I wrote banter?
No, it wasn't banter. There's tension there.
Blonde guy says, your mama to a guy with a metal plate for a head.
And an eye patch that looks like prison bars.
His eye is in jail.
What is the point of that? His eye's fine, apparently. Why put that thing on his face?
Both teams have great offense and defense, but they both have superstars playing flyer. Trey and Blake Becker from Notre Dame. Shout out to Smetty.
Notre Dame. Go Irish!
Becker would love to take Pharaoh's place atop the popularity index. Pharaoh versus Young Pretender. Here's the action.
This is when I realized that they were calling him Pharaoh because his last name is Ramsey.
We get play-by-play exposition, which they would totally give during the broadcast of the world's billion-dollar most popular game.
The rules of the game.
Yes.
Now remember, you can't do this. You can't.
Becker has possession, and by rule, he has 5 seconds to pass the ball before it becomes electrified.
It would literally be like calling an NBA game and saying, now, once he stops dribbling, he can't dribble anymore, ladies and gentlemen. He's got to either pass it or shoot it. Back to you, Bob.
A guy goes to throw it in, and he's CGI green screens for the block.
It's Jet wipes across the screen there. And the positions are flyers, flying blocker, blade blocker, and stopper. The stopper is completely useless, but the splitting up into positions like this made me think of Quidditch, which means absolutely nothing to you guys, but it's like exactly the same.
How can you call the stopper useless when he sits in a hole that's directly underneath the goal, thus putting him out of any position to make any sort of play on the ball or saving the goal?
Just waving a broomstick in the air.
He's just waving a stick.
A broomstick that doesn't quite reach the goal. It's just slightly tickles the undercarriage of the tuba.
Is he supposed to like jump at it and try to knock it down and then risk going into the field of play where then he can then be fucked up? I don't understand.
In 90 minutes of movie, I did not see one stopper move from his position covering the big hole, which leads me to believe the big hole has some real...
The tuba.
But it's not a big hole.
Well, no, the hole under the tuba.
Oh, that?
It's like a little cave under the tuba.
That's just the walkway how they get into the arena, right?
That's just how he gets there.
Yeah.
So he just stands there, that's it?
Yes.
For all we know, those are custodians just watching the action.
It reminds me of the goalies in slam ball whose jobs were basically to get dunked all over by people launching themselves off of trampolines. It was such a thankless job.
They do the thing where they speed up the footage to make it look like something happened. Jet passes to Ramsey and he throws it in. Jet's first season with the Rush. She hails from Singapore in the Pan-Pacific Commonwealth.
I wonder if this exposition will be impactful going forward.
Montage of action, but we never really see anything.
Pure chaos, more and more queefs of this device in the middle of the arena.
Can he ride the lightning?
Dre gets his 500th point, 17 points away from breaking his own scoring record. And that's when opponents get sparked. We find out if you keep a grip and ride the lightning, you might get a slam out of it. And I wonder if that ride the lightning thing will come back at any point in this movie.
So is it only a slam if you're riding the lightning?
Oh.
Is that what makes it different?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Trey won't pass. He's going after his own record. He scores again. Coach is pissed. Trey wouldn't let Jet handle Becker. Down 9. They should be up 20.
We get halftime report exposition. It's been a while since we saw the Pharaoh.
Trying to grip out a zap? What?
What does that mean? That didn't help me at all.
I mean, when's the last time you tried to grip out a zap?
This morning.
In the bushes?
No. In the shower.
You don't want to grip out a zap in the shower. That's dangerous, man. That is a dangerous game.
Jake! That's dangerous.
No muss, no fuss.
The announcer says that Trey's game has changed a lot. Some would say not for the better. And I wrote, hashtag wash Pharaoh.
Ooh, wash Pharaoh indeed. Scoring montage. It's a duel.
Oh, yeah.
He won't pass to Jet, so she helps him get free. He's a slam away from the scoring record. She says he should have passed. Hey, did I score? I scored. Game tied at 65 with seconds to go. He refused to pass again. There's a shot of the announcer in front of the gameplay that's really like you can't see the game going on.
You can't see it anyways.
They just superimpose over the live gameplay. And I don't know who he's talking to. Is he talking to us? Because we want him to get out of the way so we can watch the rest of this game. Also, no wonder he's called Mayhem.
Mayhem Mayhew. And we've also got the guy with the prison bars eye is Hatchet Jack Jameson.
Trey tries to ride the lightning to get his record and the win. Can't do it. Drops the ball. Bunch scores. And the Griffins win. Major upset.
Oh, man. If only he hadn't tried to grip out a zap.
Dean Cain, for some reason, is slightly bleeding from his mouth. And I don't know if he got hit or if he just has a herpes outbreak. But there's something going on there.
I thought he got electrocuted.
That causes you to bleed from your mouth?
That's their this guy's been electrocuted makeup. This comes back later.
Team is pissed in the locker room. Trey blames Anarchy for not porting some shit with a stabilizer or some shit. I don't know.
You were supposed to tweak my port stabilizer. Nice job. I had no speed. Your port stab's purring.
I am an FBI agent. But he had no speed, and it's her fault.
Utah, give me 2.
Jet blames him for the loss. Hatchet Jack Jamiston.
I don't care what anybody says. We earned this win, and here's the proof.
Trophy.
Oi, oi. I'd like to dedicate this victory to the people of the Pan-Pacific Commonwealth and everyone at home in Australia.
Any comment on the growing tensions between the Comm and the North American Alliance?
No worries. The way I see it, you Yanks stop sticking your beaks where they don't belong and everything will be peachy. Otherwise, the Comm's gonna frickin' do to you what I did to Mayhem.
So we've got exposition about tension.
You tell that cheating Aussie son of a bitch that if he wants a piece of me, he freaking knows where to find me.
They got an expression in Germany. Alles glisten ist nicht necessarily Geld. I think that pretty much sums up what happened here today.
They were too lazy to find necessarily in German.
So I looked it up. Glisten is not a German word. The German word for glisten is glitzern. And the German word for gold, bear with me here, is gold. They basically made up a saying which is supposed to be the German version of all that glitters isn't necessarily gold, which, by the way, isn't an expression in Germany. It was just everything about it was like, why did y'all do that?
It's that Notre Dame education.
And yet, that's the most effort they put into the script, that moment. My next note, what does Amin done with this pick? You feel good about yourself?
Yours.
What?
Trey has no comment for Alex. Cut to an empty court. BK makes fun of him for the no victory party.
No dancing girls.
Game hurt his eyes. Played like that in the down zone. Would have made it off the court alive. Sometime can go up so high. Can't see the ground anymore.
What really matters? What doesn't?
Every building is CGI. Trey tells his girl that he'll get back to the championship and at the victory party announce their engagement, just like they planned, just one season later.
What a pimp. He put it off by a year just because he lost the game?
Smart move. Daddy play.
The CGI building, we can see the stained glass windows on the outside, which I thought was a nice touch for the CGI. But then I'm realizing that when they're all talking about going home, this is a hotel? He got that room in a hotel? Stained glass?
Hey, Maze. Some of us live like a finer life, okay?
Mm.
It's a lifestyle.
Mm. Like a pharaoh.
She doesn't have another season. Marry him now and her PI rating goes into the sewer. And then she says, Lorelai has left the building.
Ooh, snap reference.
Coach says plane is ready to leave for home. Want to talk about it? There's nothing to talk about.
What is this golden child hat the coach has on?
He's got it back. He took it off for game time, though.
Yeah.
And he just like stood there and watched them break up?
Like Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy. I found that if I stand very still, I can become invisible.
Fly home to LA, more CGI city.
We built this city.
We built this PJ. We built this PJ on CGI. I built this PJ. We built this PJ on CGI.
They might have used CGI for this whole movie, not CGI. Computer janky imaging.
Generated.
Custodian, dick.
Yeah, that's Jan. She's in charge of it all.
Can you generate some computer images for it? Well, I can generate them. I don't know if I can generate them for you, but I got enough training to generate them. Edgar is whatever the fuck that robot in Iron Man's name is. What is it, Jerry?
Jarvis.
Jarvis, there we go, whatever.
Post-game champagne chilling in the fridge. We lost. Slings and arrows, sir. Slings and arrows.
He informs Edgar he broke up with Lorelai.
Ms. Anarchy anticipated that possibility when she upgraded my programming last month. Something to do with saving the gene pool. Were your romance to fail, I'm instructed to play the following recording.
It's hard to believe just four little words could bring me so much pleasure, but here they are.
I told you so. I will remove Miss Lorelai's name from the authorized entry list.
What a good idea.
I feel like Marvel has borrowed heavily off of this movie.
Oh, okay.
Heavily.
Wow.
Wow.
Edgar, like Jarvis, the PJ is kind of like the Quinjet.
Interesting.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you're right, because the comics weren't written till well after 1998.
Got a little nerd fight between you two.
I'm just saying.
Pig dicks.
Well, they never told us Jarvis had a British accent.
Yeah.
Right?
Future Sport invented British accents and Australian accents and Jamaican accents.
Well, they invented that particular Jamaican accent. I guarantee that.
Ulysses Claw, man. I'm telling you.
What?
All right. Play his messages. A bunch of people saying, you suck. Sponsor thanks him, but they're cutting him. Becker has a message of him with two naked women in a hot tub saying they're going to party.
Anita and Chantel. And they're new in town and they've never had sex before.
ABC, Movie of the week.
7 additional calls, 3 from his agent, 1 from his lawyer, 2 from sponsors, and 1 from Alex Torres.
Huh? No. He says, and 1 call from Miss Torres. And I said, Edgar, why are you such a creep?
Edgar's horny. Tomorrow, game time, 39-14. Need to talk.
What the hell does that mean? 39-14?
They just played the championship. What do you mean game time?
There's also a billboard above that says, yes! Dean Kane has a Kangle hat. Dean Kangle.
A backward Kangle and little ass Oakleys. And I said,
future Zach.
And I knew it was meant to be Wesley Snipes because it's basically Michael Jordan.
Right.
1998, that was the Michael Jordan look.
In the down zone at 2100 hours, police are everywhere. He's at the court from before. Alex shows up. 39-14 was 39 points, 14 assists. His stats, the day she came down to his documentary. He could never forget that. What?
Oh, now I was like, why is he talking about his stat line? Like,
Hilo is dangerous. People inside the movement are afraid. There's a surveillance spider watching them.
No. Not a surveillance spider.
We built this spider. We built this spider. CG. I built this spider.
CJI.
We built this fight. CJI.
They're no longer small time. Lots of money in Hilo. She wants to go up against them. Needs his help. Network doesn't want to go up against them. Needs him for ratings and access. He's one of the most important Hawaiians in the country.
Only a quarter.
One quarter.
Totally missed this line. Totally missed this line. Which would explain a little bit.
No.
Because my big question about the movie is like, why do they care about him so much? Why do they keep talking about him and Hawaii?
Why Hawaii?
I don't know.
It's an island.
But why male models?
He stood up to them twice, called them punks on air, made them look like idiots, agreed to speak out and might get airtime, save people's lives. Hilo wants to take them now. He's missed the energy, the causes, the pursuit of truth, justice, and the North American way.
Reference!
Did you guys know Dean Cain played Superman?
Scythe and the woman throw a disc into the air and it blows up. A car near them. He's on the ground, knocked out. Obike's above him. Ambulance on the way.
No.
Fix. Easy, man. The Lance is on its way.
The ambulance.
Ambulance.
He just says Bulance.
Bulance is on its way.
He thinks he's died and gone to heaven, and all the angels look like Alex. Must be the drugs. I guess the grenade was Hilo's version of viewer feedback. And she says,
everyone's a media critic, huh?
Banter.
And then is he plastic wrapped? Does he have dental dam around his body? What's happening?
He's wrapped in saran wrap like Jamie Foxx in Booty Call.
They just pick up the conversation where they left it pre-bomb.
Yeah.
He's not curious about where he is at all?
Nope, not a bit. Hilo has launched a new bomb campaign on the island. She's not spreading sunshine. Good news never was her specialty.
Report!
He's released from the hospital. Meanwhile, looking for help battling Hilo. Pan Pacific may intervene to help separatists.
Stay tuned for Hawaiian Crisis. Day 3.
Tight shot on that doll, by the way. That creepy doll on the beach.
Very strange. That was what they decided would hammer the message home, that Hawaii is in crisis.
We're back to the down zone, boys. Trey's in there in a limo, says hi to the fans, tells a small child who couldn't be more than 8 years old to spread the word he's going to do an autograph session. One print, one person. Tell Fix he wants to talk to him.
The child has on one of those hats that if you've on Twitter or on Instagram, and they want to point out that someone's being a hotep, they will Photoshop that hat onto their head.
Yeah.
The latest one you'll have seen is like the Homer Simpson, when Homer Simpson's sitting there and he's got the hat Photoshopped onto his head and he's saying, the CIA dropped those crates in the hood.
If I catch you selling this thing on the net, I'm personally going to hunt you down and kick your butt, all right?
I feel so bad for people in the late 90s because we were so sure.
It was going to be called The Net.
The Net. Yeah, that's what everyone, it's going to surf the net. Like, it's The Net, right?
Or the Information Superhighway.
How about Internet? Like, who had that as? No, they're just going to keep calling it Internet. It doesn't make sense when you think about it.
Speaking of not making sense, that's when OBK Fix walks up and says,
Mr. Trey! Yes, man! Scatta!
Time to discuss business. Security stare down with their other security. He owes a BK.
It's time for some walk and talks position.
In front of a lady with a cart full of roasted ducks in the down zone.
They stole that off of Demolition Man. Couldn't let him get killed. Would have made him look
bad, man.
A BK didn't want to be in Alex's report. Future sport, not supposed to be about that. This came out the same year as basketball, by the way. They've got the same concepts, just different executions of it.
Cause you try, but you can't let go. It's when you're down that you gotta get up. Don't let them walk all over your face. Stand up for yourself and make everything right again. Even if some guy's trying to blackmail you and your girlfriend thinks you suck, it's up to you to let them know that it was all just part of some rich guy's evil plan.
Jay wants a BK's help and support for something. I wasn't really paying attention to this at this point. BK will just see what he can do, but Trey's got to come around more often or something.
The deal is you got to come back around more often. Deal. And then he says, fine.
Did I too?
This is what I made the note. That the captions on this movie featured the highest number of inaudibles
ever.
Oh,
yeah. Everything was inaudible.
It's
basic stuff, too.
I felt like Zach was the one doing the captions, and that was his way. And he said some shit or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Something inaudible about a bomb or something. Who knows? Now people are working out at a Hilo warehouse gym.
Nagatech.
Weightlifter, ass on. Guys burning their hands on hot coals, ass on.
Weightlifter doing the Lex Steel. And then the other guy, he's like sparring with a dude, pushes him, and then decides, I'm going to just shove my hands into hot coals. And he goes, ah. And the guy who's sparring with goes, ah.
He also starts yelling.
I feel like Hilo could take Hydra in a fight, though. I feel like they've got a better operation.
Okay, they could take Hydra. But what about Bolo and his crew?
Absolutely not.
No, Bolo's going to wreck everybody.
Bolo, one-man army through the entire thing.
Eric Scythe has an insane look on his face. 10 million euros to cover their LA operations.
Why is he smiling like
that? I don't know.
So euros, brand new. They were invented in the 90s and not officially introduced until 2002. So this was actually a gamble that worked out for them, except for the fact that it's only 10 million.
Future currency. Sponsors were very helpful. Obike is hacked into him.
You lose something?
This is my neighborhood you playing in. I'm meat and tendons.
Standing meat.
Chill out, Obike.
Report. Governor Makena was ambushed in Honolulu. Hawaiian separatists have declared independence. And again, I write, who the fuck does Hawaii think they are?
That's 11.
It really bothered me that Hawaii is seceding. Get out, bitches. Get out of here. I don't want you. Your expensive ass island. Oh no, I've got to pay more for pineapple.
Torres is at the front door while Trey is making his own sushi. We built this sushi.
He's making spicy farro rolls, which is otherwise known as just, here's some shitty California roll.
It's a secret for me to know and for you to find out.
That means it's drugged.
Date rape.
Rufalin. There goes that word again. Rufalin. She says things are going to get worse. Bunch of alliances have militaries on alert. UN can't negotiate something. UN can't negotiate a real estate deal. They got no teeth.
And no PI rating.
What?
We pass over some stuff. First of all, he walks in. She's already at his place. And Jarvis says, Mr. Ramsey, you have a visitor. And I said, stop being a creep, Jarvis.
He says it like McLovin in Superbad. He goes, I got a boner.
Yeah. Says it like McLovin in Role Models. Is that, I'm going to run a train on these chicken fingers. Also, number two, Vanessa Williams walks in and I can't believe I've never noticed this before, but Vanessa Williams, cheeks. Hello.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Who needs me? And then third, she makes some comment about, oh, is it a problem that I snuck in? And he's like, no, I'm not worried. And then he starts doing all these problematic kung fu noises. Wah! And all that stuff.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That tracks.
He's a quarter Hawaiian. It's okay.
Which makes him what fraction Asian?
Some kind of math.
He's a quarter Japanese. His birth name was Tanaka.
Global exposition about the Hawaii War. Lots of globe exposition.
A lot of people will die with this new war. If they're going to act like down zoners, why not go all the way? Part of his gang, the North American Alliance, he challenges the comm to a game of future sport. Our team against yours. Winner gets respect, bragging rights, and the Hawaiian Islands.
So he tells her, hey, I'm going to do this. Can you help me get worldwide coverage of this?
Well, you are the Pharaoh.
And she doesn't bat an eye. She's like, sure, what are you going to do? He's like, a publicity stunt.
Biggest, stupidest publicity stunt in history.
This movie?
Then addresses the world as it's being simulcast in Times Square, in Piccadilly Circus, whatever the goddamn called in London, the thing in Tokyo, whatever. And all the while, they've got this bed of murmurs in the background, but it's just the same murmurs on repeat. And it sounds like they got three people in the studio to murmur. That was it. Because it was just murmur, 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 murmur the whole time.
He says, I know what you're probably saying. The Pharaoh has lost his mind. He's gone completely loco. Maybe I have. But look at it this way. Which would you rather have? One high-stakes game of future sport or war? Balls in your court. Huh?
This is a great plot.
What?
Film noir.
Honolulu agrees. An Asian woman calls it Rufik.
Her name is Kiahi.
Sure.
Really annoying to type.
Comm advisor says nobody was ready to go to war. That's when Scythe says they can win their independence without firing a shot. If the comm loses, that would be unfortunate, so we have to make sure the comm wins. Isn't that right, Mr. Fix?
Betrayal! Ooh.
Film noir!
Film noir!
Scythe blows up targeting dummies. Fix says, wow!
What?
What?
What? And the little kissy face, and then he does the David Caruso, puts his shades on.
East meets West in 48 hours.
Nice clock's position there.
Mayhem shows up and Becker's there. Haven't you heard? We've been drafted. Yeah, I got the email. Now I just gotta find Ramsey and shove it up his ass.
That's not how emails work. He's carrying around a printed out email.
Coach is behind him with Trey, says, feel free. Just wait until after the game.
Coach now is wearing Muslim prayer beads around his neck. Yes. And I said, he's starting to give me the vibe of the professor from How High. That's right. Walk out.
Walk out on me. When you got a couple of goddamn Uncle John. All right. This isn't some way to raise his PI ratings. He's trying to stop a war. If I didn't know better, I think you believe that shit. Mayhem calls it grade A Pharaoh bullshit. If they win, they're all heroes. All profit off of it. Becker accuses this of being about PI rating and cash.
This is real. I'm trying to stop a war.
Coach wants to know who's in. Nobody's leaving. Get to work. Surveillance Spider keeps watching practice.
Sloan is one of the new recruits, looking almost unrecognizable here.
Scythe says he should have mounted it with a bomb, and Fix says they do it his way. No bombs.
You getting a conscience, brother?
Well, if I didn't have a conscience, sister, then I wouldn't be doing this.
She thought he was doing it for the money. 5 million euros can go a long way in the down zone.
He's a philanthropist.
And as long as they don't have to die in a war, my people don't give a ding-dong diddly about what flag fly over Hawaii.
Coach criticizes Becker for not passing to Trey.
He's got a tiny little stud earring that he's added to his ensemble.
Listen, you little slap dick.
Oh.
Coach, he's right. I wouldn't have passed it to him. You're a slap dick too.
And then he sensually puts his hand on Trey's neck. And the way that he's looking into Trey's eyes with the necklace earring combo.
I can feel the tension in the air.
Slap dick, by the way, one of my favorite all-time phrase. I love calling people slap dicks.
Oh, yeah.
I love referring to people as slap dicks. Because it just says it all.
Yeah.
Someone's, oh, he's a slapdick. Everyone knows exactly what they are.
What would Tootin' fucking Common over there do right now?
No, that's one for Maze.
One?
Yeah, I've dropped a bunch. He just hasn't been paying attention to me. He's only been counting
oh
you.
Oh my God, see? This, and I'm the one that doesn't listen.
And no one's been counting Amin's, so no one cares.
Oh my God, exactly. I mean, how many do you have?
None. I haven't cussed. I haven't dropped a single F-bomb.
That's not true at all.
If I find that you've sworn even once, you're done. It's over.
That's 100 for you. No, that's 100 for you
no,
in the swear
no,
jar.
No, no, no.
Yep. You lose.
We've talked about this. The fans are going to keep us honest. I'm just doing this preliminarily.
Listen, I mean, you don't respect the Boulevard and you don't respect the fans.
He doesn't respect the swear jar either. It's all just him trying to get more money out of me.
More money? What money have I gotten out of you? This is more money. I'm not your bitch ex-wife.
There it is.
Not Carlo Gugino.
All I gotta do is just
There's
do
one.
A little creative editing and Amin is done. If I find that you've sworn even once, you're done. It's over.
That's 100 for you.
No,
that's 100 for you
no,
in the swear
no,
jar.
No, no, no.
Yep.
You lose.
The fans are gonna keep us honest. I'm not your bitch, you stupid fuck.
He said it. He said it.
They're running stairs now. Running out of gas? No, but I have a sudden pain in my butt.
Stair running banter!
Blonde thinks that they want to bang. Becker beats him. Trey says that he smoked him. They are going to bang. Anarchy's sitting up there.
That was the most idiotic display of macho bushido I have ever seen.
Anarchy.
With estrogen-challenged Bacchus like you running this planet, it's no wonder things are such a mess.
Down with the patriarchy. power to the goddess.
Now, what's beautiful about this anarchy exchange is that it's 21st century ma'am wrapped in 20th century bitch.
Baka's a term that comes back to a lot in this movie. Is that a real word or is that a future word?
Baka means berry in Chinese.
Down with the patriarchy. Future talk. Only it's actual future talk. That's stuff that they're going to actually say in the future.
I was going to ask if he needed an equipment manager, but now I'm not so sure.
Well, please, Anarchy, wait. Stay. We could use all the help we can get.
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm sorry about what I said after the game. I didn't have anybody else to blame. I'm sorry.
Forget it, Trey. You want forgiveness? You're going to have to do a lot more than apologize.
Is Anarchy trying to get some of that Pharaoh dick?
But it's a start.
Tension?
Then Trey pulls off Becker's pants and runs away.
Camaraderie!
Wait, was there tension in that?
There's more tension between him and Becker than him and Anarchy.
That was when the whole triangle thing came in. We love Triangle Month. I was like, is that? That's literally when I was watching that part.
I thought you meant between Alex, Trey, and Jarvis. That's what I thought you meant. Tom Team as Hatchet, Jet, and Otomo Akira. Sebastian Kujinski and the Kiwi Magadan.
This roster is just a bunch of headshots and a future binder.
When we got to Madigan, I thought like, oh, wow, like this is going to be a real badass who comes on the scene. And like, no, we don't learn anything about these people.
No,
at all.
Just full on psycho. Five starters, five all-stars. But stars don't win games. Teams do.
All of a sudden, this is Space Jam.
Mayhem isn't worried about winning. He's worried about staying alive.
Ah!
Tom Team is there.
Ah, he said it.
Tom Team's there. Pan Pacific Unity and all that garbage has them there. Neville Hodkins is their government liaison. He's their keeper.
I wrote Neville Hodkins is the spaghetti lasagna of British news.
Haggis Mary Crumpet. At your service.
I can't get over Hatch Jack's right eye prison.
His eyeball's doing hard time.
Dean Kane, his back is bothering him. He won't admit it. Doc needs to take a look. Obike is there watching. Coach tells Trey it's noble what he's doing. We're pretty deep into this movie. My next note was, when did Wesley Snipes' tax trouble start? Obike reminds him of his last amateur game.
Yeah, against Playa NWC. Fight for the right to Sartell Park. I never kept track.
Remember what them did to Carlos before the game, man. Game against the Com, straight up territorial fight, man.
Three rules.
Before, during, and after the game.
I don't remember any of this.
Did you fall asleep?
Doesn't know if he can protect Trey. A little late to back out now.
You know, I never supported you becoming pro. I thought you was a sellout. You said, no, man have a right. You know, the society we live in, money is respect. And you deserve respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, newsflash. Dead man can't earn dada.
My next note after dead man can't earn dada. What is this movie about?
One game to rule them all. And by all, I mean Hawaii.
40 minutes into the movie, I realized like, oh, the sport isn't like an entry point to an actual story. It's the central theme to the story. We're never going to leave this sport alone. We're just going to stay right here, keep talking about it and relating everything. And I mean everything. To future sport.
Look, I mean, they rented that warehouse with the court in it for 6 days. They were going to shoot in that warehouse for 6 days.
They're going
to
use it.
Alex is there at his home. Edgar wants to know if he should call security.
Please, sir, feel free to melt my circuit if I aid in allowing Miss Torres to enter.
What's wrong with this guy, man?
Edgar furiously jacks off.
Did we mention that Neville Hodkins spaghetti lasagna meeting happened like in the mountains in China?
No, we didn't.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
In Dr. Evil's lair. That's where they happened.
And it's the Pan Pacific Commission with Australians and Asians led by a British man.
Nah, the British. You can't trust them.
Can't trust without them. What?
Rule Britannia.
She offers him a drink in his own house. And they're already made. Their martini is his favorite. She remembered.
What's in that?
She says he's changed, reminds him of this amazing guy. Smart, handsome, wore his heart on his sleeve. Ex-b-ball player.
You know what they call this?
Does anyone say b-ball player?
No, but they call this flirt's position, guys.
Ooh.
A little flirt's position action.
Started playing future sport on the streets. Went pro about 10 years ago.
Sold his soul for fame and fortune.
You know him?
Used to be close. Lost touch.
It's never too late to make up with an old friend. That old friend? His dick.
The furrowed dick.
Why did you say it like Arnold? an old friend is Dick.
Not the whole dick.
And now, boys, we are back on the floor like reindeer games.
Love a good fuck to the floor. Oh, man.
How big does your comforter have to be for you to lay on top of it and also be swaddled by it?
And it's folded over. That's incredible.
Have you guys ever lit candles and then had sex?
Oh, for sure.
For real? Maze?
Nope.
Yeah, I've never done that, Zach.
Well, how else am I supposed to get someone on that IKEA bed frame that I had at the time?
You had to light candles? Isn't that a hazard? With that IKEA bedroom?
Did you light it by flinging a matchbook across the room?
Damn right I did. Her back hurts the next morning.
Yeah, I bet it does.
He feels better than he felt in a long time. Yes. He has something for her. I bet he does.
He wanted to give her something before they broke up.
Touch boobs.
Before
touch
she boobs. Left him. So he's been holding on to this for 10 years?
10 years.
Never had the chance. He puts jeans. He gets up and puts jeans on to go walk and get it, which is weird.
Team strong.
I don't know.
Let that dong hang.
I don't know.
You know?
It's ABC, Zach.
You know what's funny? We talked about this before. I don't like being in the bed naked. Like, I don't put on jeans, but I'll put on underwear because I need...
I like the idea you put on jeans to lay in bed.
Like Tobias.
Jeans and Timberlands.
Oh, stop booing. There's nothing wrong with it. There are dozens of us. Dozens!
It's a necklace. It won't open. The hinges are frozen shut. Mom said it was a family secret. Wants her to have it. Keep it on until the game is over for luck.
Being superstitious goes with the territory for an athlete.
Sports!
Edgar pops up. Not now, Edgar. I'm about to get very busy.
It's Scythe saying he heard his doctor suggested back surgery. Friendly advice. Get the surgery. Don't play against Calm.
I said, no. She's the one with back pain, not me.
Anarchy. Working on some tech now. Trey wants to see the coach. He's never late.
She's working on the oldest computer in the world with the glove from Lawnmower Man.
Building security let him in an hour ago. So they go and they see coaches in the middle of the court meditating. Or he's dead.
Phew.
Twist.
Surveillance spider. Mayhem destroys it.
Pretty easily, too.
Who authorized the heat on Douglas?
Yeah, it was me. You got a problem?
Normally, victims would be from the down zone. They'd be cannon fodder. Just one man? Now he needs his help.
Fix is easily swayed.
Trey is watching home videos of Coach praying with his beads, and I wrote, "Hi, Brad, anal beads."
While also playing with his own anal beads.
Well, I think he took them from the coach. Aren't the coach's anal beads?
Whoa.
Those are coach's beads.
I stopped paying attention. I have no idea what Alex and Trey are discussing. There's something about not giving up or some shit. I don't know.
She says, it's not his fault that Coach died because Coach, and I quote, knew what he was getting into. And I said, no chance. No chance in hell he knew that he was getting into being murdered. And then while she's doing this, she's behind him and she's got her arms around his neck as she's leaning over. But she's not looking at him.
No.
She's looking down, and I wrote, is she reading her lines? Because I could see her eyeballs just go left to right.
Yeah, darting back and forth.
Yeah.
Trey asks, what if it doesn't work? What if we play the game and NAA and Calm still go to war? Same question too, bro.
Who gives a shit, man? So you lost Hawaii. Like, nothing changes. We lost hula hoops and shit like that? Like, come on.
They don't have exclusive rights to, like, a pig roast. We can still do that.
Or pineapples on pizza.
Or overpriced resorts on the beach. We could do all that.
Vanessa tells him at least he's delayed the fight. None of this answers his question.
There are 10,000 soldiers right now. You might have given him a couple more weeks to live. I'm like, what? How is this supposed to make me feel better?
He owes it to them not to give up and also owes it to his dead coach. Motivation!
Now he's at practice. One team member left them. No coach is interested in taking over for Douglas. Bad for their health and the salary sucks.
Banter!
One person is stupid enough to take it. That's right. The Pharaoh.
And this reminds me of the story I've told before on Cinephobe of Steven Seagal walking into his production company like everyone's sitting there, the producers and stuff. Guys, I just read the greatest script ever written. This is literally the greatest movie ever. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's great. Who wrote it? And Steven Seagal, without a hint of irony or humor, says, I did.
Why did you make him Liam Neeson there?
No.
No. That's too far. All right. They all laugh at him. Mayhem says, spare the nobility act. How is it going to boost his PI rating? Zip. He fired his PR firm this morning. You only have a PI rating if you have a PR firm?
No.
It's not a PI firm.
He drew up offensive sets and new plays. They're designed for Becker to score.
He hands them to everybody on a bunch of calculators.
I looked at it.
He's going all Wilt Chamberlain, just trying to lead the league in assists.
Yeah. No, I thought that was like, hey, guys, I'm not selfish. Like, I'm just going to have the most assists in the game. I'm like, wait a second, guy. You're still kind of being selfish.
Wait, you mean he's going to pass, which is what everyone's been yelling at him the entire movie?
New defensive coordinators, Obike Fix.
Is this a triple cross?
These are street rules.
Street rules. Didn't teach you those at Notre Dame.
This is where I realized they've been using the term a-ho the whole time. Oh, they mean asshole. A-ho.
They have bodyguards for everybody. He says,
hey. I don't like you.
Coaching and practice montage, sort of. It's just a lot of Dean Cain pointing around, people watching him, smiling, winking.
Everyone's smiling, but then he winks at Becker, and Becker smiles, and I said...
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can.
He does every hand motion, pointing, tapping his head, fist pumping.
And they're all in slow motion. A lot of slow motion smiling.
Montage.
But a montage where nothing happened.
I don't think it's quite a montage because it's just slow motion.
Coaching montage?
It's more of an in memoriam than anything.
The arms of an angel.
Alex didn't expect to see Obike there. Maybe he's finally doing a good thing. Alex apologizes.
That makes two of us.
For how she influenced future sport.
Did you plan it?
She took credit for it. Like, the Stugatz is strong in Vanessa Williams.
No problem. Water under the bridge.
Game time in 5 hours. Greatest sporting event in history.
No, not just that. No matter what your politics are,
This
is shaping up to be one of the greatest sport events in history.
Here we go. Couple of things here. Clock's position by letting us know there's 5 hours to go. No matter what your politics, future talk. Again, actual future talk. Like, that's how we cover sports now. No matter what your politics, you can enjoy Giannis Antetokounmpo's hard work. Da, 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 da. And then... I said to myself, will there be a clock's position payoff? And before I could get the payoff, I see Vanessa Williams in a button-up shirt and nothing else on that couch. And boys, let me just say, golden dumpster.
Shadow Jacker, you haven't come out of your masturbation cave in eons.
It's high time I emerge from my cum cocoon.
She's being taken. Scythe says,
no.
Lose the game or this lady friend dies and... Dean Cain makes sure that his entire ass is on this whole time.
There's your clock's position payoff. She's kidnapped with just enough time to get back to play the game.
Yep.
It was game time and he disappeared. Like, wait a second. Then how? No, that won't work. She's like, what if we had her kidnapped, say, 5 hours before the game? Well, that would be enough time. But how will everyone know that it's going to be 5 hours before the game? I got it. We'll have a sign that says 5 hours to go. And then they'll be on the phone together. He'll say, are you here yet? Because for some reason he showed up 5 hours early to the game. And she'll say, no, I'm not going to sit around for 5 hours. So between all three of these 5 hour references, we'll have enough exposition to cover us for this kidnapping.
FaceTiming into a watch.
Trey lets him know that Hilo has kidnapped Alex and Obike can't be found. The locket necklace had a tracker.
Whoa, film noir.
Creep.
They're at MAGA Tech or some shit. I don't know. No cops.
Someone says, well, why don't we get the cops there? And they said, well, the cops are just going there with guns blazing. I said, ha, good to know that they knew even in 2025, the LAPD would still be pieces of shit.
They'll kill her in the crossfire. He's going to find her and doesn't want anarchy to help.
Why do you always have to be such a goddamn hot dog, huh?
What?
I wrote, why do you have to be such a goddamn hot dog? Maze, say it.
Why do you always have to be such a goddamn hot dog, huh?
This is exactly what you did in the championship I wrote. Is it? Isn't it?
Mesdames et messieurs, welcome to Cinephobe.
Everybody wants to help get Alex except Mayhem.
Not me. Mama Mayhew ain't raised no fools.
They're not back by game time. He's keeping the endorsement money for himself.
Sloan's first line is, me too? Am I too soon?
I don't really understand what... Oh, I know what I was trying to say here.
She's got a scene coming up.
I was trying to say this is by far the worst movie we've done. Amin cut his own dick off here.
What did you actually write?
This is far worse movie we've done. Amin cut his own dick off here.
Yeah, Charlie.
Pirates only. What do you think? Is there just pirates in this? Becker takes out a guard. Nice shot. Highest shooting percentage in the division. Just barely.
They look so stupid holding their hoverboards.
Break in. Guard starts shooting. Fix is there with his crew.
Where do they get guns from?
It's like in those old flat screen movies. Cavalry here for the rescue.
Future talk.
1000K for down zones from the leagues. 1000K.
In other words, a million?
Because I don't like them and I'm keeping their money.
Hilo drops 10 times that in a week, so 10 million, but they only offered you 5 million and you haven't gotten it yet, and it's once. And the whole reason he's pissed is because Trey is a sellout, but all he wants is money? What? Come on!
Obike tells Scythe, I just saw Trey! We get a CGI hoverboard ambush, and we've got some fighting. There's a gun.
Green screen.
Alex starts to escape.
Face tattoo had champagne on ice. Perfume going in. Sewage coming out.
Oh, BK kicks a guy in the nuts and says, feels good. Anarchy is controlling hoverboards. There's more fighting. Sloan from Entourage gets shot in the shoulder.
Sloan gets shot in the shoulder by a guy behind her. And then dude comes out and shoots that guy. And then dude comes out and shoots that guy. And then dude comes out from that guy and hits that guy over the head with a lead pipe. And I was like, what kind of Russian nesting doll situation is this?
Flyers, I hold your hand every second.
Trey checks on Emmanuel Shrieky's character. And she is, I mean, when I say acting her ass on, she literally fucks up the line, I'll be okay. She says, I'll be okay. So it's like it was on a second page and she turned the page and then started reading a different sentence.
We're having a fire sale.
Yeah. Obviously, he starts messing with Vanessa Williams.
Come out wherever you are.
I didn't know that he had enhanced reflexes, whatever, because Vanessa Williams is standing there with a wrench swinging wildly. I would say in the dark, but it's pretty well lit. And I said, is he invisible? Why is she just swinging wildly? So then Trey comes, and then, like, as they're about to fight, dude moves super fast. Like, whoa, what was that? He has superpowers? Well, how can they ever lose this war then?
Well, he doesn't have enhanced reflexes. I mean, he has amplified reflex.
Aloha, baby.
Anarchy takes out the Asian agent woman. Scythe is kicking Trey's ass. Scythe grabs Alex, starts dragging her away, takes her then to Trey. Obike has a gun. Should have had that back surgery. Trey starts laughing. He gets a ball rolled to him. He hits Scythe in the face. He rescues Alex. They real awkward kiss from behind situation.
I came here to save you. You end up saving me. Come here.
I guess those reflexes weren't amplified enough, right?
Because not quite.
A guy on the ground threw a ball at him. He just took it to the face.
Not enough to be good at future sport. And then, Fix is getting his cuckoo-leery on watching them make out.
Stay kissing them.
Come here. Yes. Get it, man.
All right, that's enough.
Report.
Yours.
North American locker room is empty.
We built this arena. We built this arena.
They don't show up soon. Forfeit time. Now they start showing up. Detainees are now in custody. It's hard to believe this game will replace war. Also hard to believe Ramsey and Becker are playing on the same team.
I can't believe it. It's just not believable, Cotton.
That's some Bob Costas hack level shit right there.
Hold on. First of all, they're limping into the arena.
They are.
One person's actually being carried under someone's shoulder.
Dean Cain.
And then second of all, it's hard to believe this game will actually replace war with such a funny line made so much funnier by a few minutes later, the announcer saying in the middle of the game, this is war.
Yeah. Jameson wants to kill them. Jets conflicted. And then Becker scores. This is war. Announces the play-by-playman. Jameson is playing for territory now. He's kicking the shit out of Ramsey.
What kind of fucking cheap shot was that?
I mean, street rules, you stupid fuck.
And then as he walks away, Mayhem replies, cocksucker.
ABC primetime movie.
Someone lets Jet know that Haggis Mary Crumpet is watching her to keep things looking good and on the up and up. And that's when Jameson breaks the femur of Mayhem. I mean, just cracks that thing like a wishbone.
True story. I thought he stomped on his dick. I was like, oh my God. And then it's like, oh, yep, it's broken. I'm like, hey, you can't break a dick, can you?
Trey drags Mayhem over to Anarchy. She confirms that it's broken, and then, medic! I need a fucking medic!
I need a fucking medic!
Why is she doing a pre-inspection? Why not take him straight to the medic?
Ladies and gentlemen, this game has a whole new set of rules.
Does it?
Feels like the same rules as before.
Doesn't it?
That's when Park substitute. Welcome. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mesdames et messieurs, welcome to Cinephobe.
There's a Ramsey assist. Ha! Huh? That's a new one, says the announcer.
And the person who checks in for Mayhem. Is that Sonya Blade?
No, it's not. That's racist. That's not even close to Sonya
Blade. Like,
no,
it looks exactly like Sonya Blade.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Nope.
Yes, it does. Nope. Look it up side by side.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I submit to you the evidence of the three blonde men from Cocktail that you thought were all the same men.
My man, Danny McMaster. What was his name?
Ronnie LeMaster.
Ronnie LeMaster.
Ronnie LeMaster. I'll be honest, I just like the name so much I wanted it to be Ronnie LeMaster. You guys tell me they don't look alike?
No, they don't.
Come on.
No.
The same spaced out eyes?
Okay, I'll give you this in the sense that I thought you were talking about our Sonya Blade, who is also in Nick Fury. She looks more like Bridget Wilson than she does Sonya Hess.
But still nothing like her.
How much more abuse can the Pharaoh take?
Ramsey's getting annihilated. Anarchy is crying. And now Obike Fix is suited up to play.
Wish me luck. Show them how we used to do it in the old days.
Obike then beats the shit out of Jameson.
Street rules. I invented it.
And there's an insane amount of blood on Jameson's mouth.
And that's not blood. That's Kool-Aid.
It's just Kool-Aid poured on his mouth.
That's it for Fix. He checks right back out. Anarchy asks if he ever thought about going pro, and Fix just laughs in her face.
Jet says they play a clean game now. Ramsey is boxed in, but does a CGI spin of some sorts and rides the lightning to tie it all up.
Only the Pharaoh makes moves like that.
The CGI spin is amazing.
And it's just uncontested shot after uncontested shot of them bouncing on the trampoline and throwing it into the tuba.
In just seconds, we'll know Hawaii's fate.
20 seconds left. Jet gets the ball, driving hard. Ramsey intercepts and goes airborne. He finds Becker, who scores and North America wins.
Becker has 43 points. One of the most impressive performances in future sport history, or future sport future. Trey congratulates him, calls him a hotshot, tells him to enjoy the crowd cheering.
Did you see the cut shot of the crowd, which was clearly just taken from some contemporary baseball game? It was just people in the crowd. It didn't even look like the same arena. It looked like a stadium outdoors. I laughed so hard.
I guess Mary Crumpet is disappointed in her.
You play? You lost. No, you lost. I'm not the loser. You're the loser.
PRN 205. You're nobody. Perfect scapegoat. So he's getting blamed for this shit now?
Couldn't have done it without Fix. Wasn't for him, wouldn't have been in the situation.
Haggis Mary Crumpet's going down for this?
Haggis Mary Crumpet taking the fall. Will OBK Fix coach the LA Rush?
Ah, no way, man. Not my thing.
Well, they have a dinghy as a coach already.
What?
President Clinton is on the line. Tell Chelsea I'll call her right back.
Chelsea Grammer?
Hillary Clinton getting skipped over even in future sport.
Ex-girlfriend's there to see him. He'll handle it. Lorelai says in 24 hours, all they'll care about is him and wants to work it out. I feel like we wouldn't have this conversation if we lost. And she says, we could be Flash again. Yeah, we could be Flash. And I said, please stop trying to make Flash happen.
But that's not my style anymore. I've moved on to real.
Real.
She says, can't blame me for liking winners. And I said, she's got a point.
Yeah. Also, that's what I started questioning. Is she a robot?
Ooh,
if he's into real.
Yours.
Demnoir.
Is that robot perfume?
Time for Algiers against the Rush. It's time to play future sport and roll credits.
They got Becker? Seems like tampering to me.
Yep, 100%. Is Becker the Kevin Durant? Join a super team.
Trivia.
This is the most baffling trivia we've ever had.
Oh, okay.
The lead actors, so I'm assuming Dean Cain and Wesley Snipes, started a company designed to bring the game of future sport to the 1999 Christmas market.
What does that even mean? They're going to try to put it in theaters?
No.
I think they were trying to make a league.
What?
Yeah, they were trying to make it into an actual sport.
They have hoverboards?
No, because it's skateboards. By the way, speaking of trivia, I have an LA Times review of Future Sport from October 1st, 1998. The headline, Future Sport Skates Over the Edge of Believability. The story meetings that led to the production of ABC's Future Sport were probably more entertaining than the picture itself. Imagine what a burst of producing and writing creativity it must have taken to come up with a tale in which the future of the free world is resolved by a competition between two teams on free-floating skateboards. But what's really amazing about this disjointed future epic, with its cheesy visuals and utterly unbelievable storyline, is that it ever got made in the first place. Future Sport has the look, but none of the fun or the action, of a computer game, and its appeal skews a lot closer to the Saturday morning TV audience than it does to the much-coveted male 18 to 45-year-old crowd. Wesley Snipes, making his network TV debut, makes a valiant effort to bring some coherence to the Rasta-like character, OBK Fett.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, what?
Bring some coherence to the Rasta-like character of OBK Fex.
What? Name one fucking moment where he does that.
The creator of the Future Sport game, a kind of high-speed combo of tube skateboarding, hockey, and basketball. But Snipes, Vanessa L. Williams, and Dean Cain are ultimately overwhelmed by confusing script, rudderless direction, and shallow characterizations. The premise is as rudimentary as it is silly. The year is 2025, and for no apparent reason, a terrorist group called Hilo is attempting to disrupt the social fabric of Los Angeles. Future Sport's most famous star, Trey Ramsey, proposes that the competition between the U.S. and the Hilo crowd, which is associated with some sort of alliance of Pacific nations, be settled via a climactic game. But the question is whether the egocentric Ramsey can abandon his self-centered playing style and bring his team together into a winning combination. Want to make a wild guess about whether he succeeds? And that's the end of the review.
Whoa, what?
That's it. It just stops there. It says, Future Sport airs tonight at 9 p.m. on ABC Channel 7.
Cliffhanger.
The network has rated it TV 14.
I guess they took the tits out of it.
Dean Cain suffered from severe chronophobia during filming.
The fear of time.
Fear of time?
How is this possible?
What does that even mean?
Characterized by an irrational yet persistent fear of time.
Is this when he realized his 15 minutes were up?
Chronophobia is related to the rare chronometrophobia. The irrational fear of time pieces, such as watches and clocks.
But he doesn't have that because he did the scene with the watch, so we know that he handled that.
The watch!
Dean Cain has talked about making a sequel with the original cast. Where has he talked about this? I searched the internet all over the place. I'm searching Dean Cain interviews. He never talked about Future Sport. Bullshit. And finally, this is Michaela J's debut.
Who
is Michaela J? Still not sure.
Oh, I know who Michaela J is.
Was that
yours?
No, not finally. There's more. Jet is played by Valerie Chow. But for some reason, when she made this movie, her name was Rachel Shane.
What?
So then I found a whole interview with her in May of 1998 with the Chicago Tribune. Birthday, December 16th. Birthplace, Vancouver, Canada. Occupation, actress and model. Current homes, New York and Hong Kong. Marital status, she's single, boys. Car, in Hong Kong, I had a green 1991 Saab. Working on, I'm a spokesperson for Revlon, and I'm making a movie for ABC called Future Sport with Vanessa Williams and Wesley Snipes. She didn't mention Dean Cain.
Whoa.
Favorite pig out food, potato chips. Nickname, Petal. Favorite childhood memory, being picked up from school by my father. We go get an ice cream parlor, and that was a real joy for me. Personal heroes, my parents. I've never been able to play the piano the way I wanted to. If I could do it over, I would have studied music instead of law. I'd give anything to meet David Bowie and Rudy Giuliani.
What?
If I could change one thing about myself, I'd be less sensitive. People who knew me in high school thought I was a loner. My most irrational act, entering the Miss Hong Kong pageant in 1991, was very unlike me. I was very much to myself and never showed an interest in performing on stage, much less in a beauty pageant where you have to wear a bathing suit. I won first runner-up, and it changed my life completely and started my career. If I weren't an actress, I'd be a concert pianist. If I've learned one thing in life, it's trust yourself. Major accomplishment, having a little bit of everything under my belt in terms of education and experience. I've made 14 movies in Hong Kong. I have a law degree, and I've met a lot of interesting people. The three words that best describe me, sincere, aggressive, and stubborn. And then final note.
No information about why she changed her name.
Nope. Wesley Snipes is credited as a special guest appearance in this movie. And I said, holy shit, that's a lot. It's a lot of appearances by a special guest.
She was first runner-up in Miss Hong Kong, 1991.
I said that already. And Steve Martin was a prop comic.
Her favorite actor is Harrison Ford. And her favorite cartoon is Tom and Jerry.
Get the mouse.
Breathe in through nose, out the mouth.
Ass on, ass off.
Teddy Rex, Moosey Teddy Rex. Teddy Rex, Moosey Teddy Rex.
Ass on, fuck it, ass off. Ass on, fuck it, ass off.
Ass on in the most crowded field.
The whole movie. My pick is the whole movie.
Anarchy had a special place in my heart. What about you, Amin?
Emmanuel Shirikis as Gonzalez. When she said, I'll be okay.
I want the entire cast to be named for Asson.
Our first three-way tie.
We didn't do that for Nick Fury.
This is worse. This is so much worse.
It's so bad. No one even made the Nick Fury joke.
Nick Fury looks like Citizen Kane compared to this movie.
I'll go with Anarchy because she had more lines.
The whole movie. The whole cast.
All right, just put an asterisk that Zach was...
That I protested the whole cast should be.
The dissenting opinion. Acting ass off. What do you got, Mace?
The only person who did anything that was assless was Wesley Snipes. His ass was on a good amount of the movie, too, but boy, was his ass off sometimes.
I got Wesley as well.
No. The answer's no.
You're good at keeping secrets?
Absolutely.
Because I've got a present for you. Secret present outside by the dumpster.
Is it a baseball mitt?
It fits you like a baseball mitt, like a glove. I hope.
Golden Dumpster nominees. Hatchet Jack Jameson's metal skull plate and prison eye patch. Becker's victory message from the two topless hoes in the hot tub who've never had sex before. Wesley Snipes' reactions. Trey casually making his own sushi. Trey watching footage of Coach playing with beads while also playing with beads and thinking that Chelsea Clinton would be president in 2025. Zach?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to go off the board. I'm just going to say speeding up the action to make it look like something happened. That's my golden dumpster.
My golden dumpster is Edgar being a hornball. You have a visitor.
I have a butter.
And my golden dumpster is going to be Hatchet Jack's prison eye patch.
His eyes in jail.
Amin, you picked it, motherfucker. Over file.
Why did you pick this, Amin?
Yeah, that's a good question. Here's what I think. I think he got caught up in the air trying to be different, trying to keep us on our toes. I don't think he had any intention of picking this movie.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, someone on Reddit had a what's the worst movie you've ever seen thread going. And I read through it, and one of the things they mentioned was this made-for-TV movie, Future Sport, starring Wesley Snipes and Dean Cain. And I said, oh, if we're going to do Wesley Snipes Month, this would be a good one to lead off because I've never seen it. I've never heard of it. It'd be hilarious. And so that's why I picked it. And I watched this movie and, you know, I didn't fall asleep, paid attention for most of the movie. I took good notes. I found good trivia. I felt like it would make a good episode. And I think I stand
here we go
vindicated in that regard. It was a good episode.
Is this your dashboard confessional here?
Yeah, this is me telling you. I'm going to phobe it. I didn't know it was a movie about future sport the whole time. And I didn't understand why we give a why Hawaii was the center. Of-
I mean, who does Hawaii think it is? What are you going to do on your own? What economy? We're going to have sanctions against you.
Zach?
Phobe. It's the worst fucking movie we've done. I'd watch Teddy Rex 100 times before I watch this movie again.
Stop it.
Well, you have the DVD, so luckily that'll be easy.
I have two copies.
We're watching both at once and streaming on YouTube just to get that full surround sound action. As I said at the beginning, this is only our second TV movie head-to-head with Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And the fact that I was longing for David Hasselhoff to come somersaulting through the door at some point and belly flop onto the Future Sport Arena, and it never happened. It's an easy, easy phobe.
Make sure you get your ass on, ass off, your golden dumpster, and your phobe or file picks to us through the Discord, which you can get access to thanks to patreon.com/countthedings, or you can tweet us, or you can leave it in the reviews. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leave all that stuff. Keep it updating constantly.
So you mean to tell me you were not impressed by the camera turning upside down to indicate that he was doing a spin?
No, somehow they didn't get me. Where they're like, should we have him spin? No, I'm just going to rotate the camera. Yeah, just that'll save us 30 grand.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.
Gentlemen, for my Wesley Snipes month pick, there's a lot of movies I want to do. Some real bangers out there. But I got to be honest, I'm real sick of not winning the vote every month. And so I'm going to pick one that I want to do, but two that's going to win me the vote. And that's why I'm going with the 1992 roulette skills banger. Always bet on black. It's Passenger 57. Just straight action.
I don't know if you guys know this. That was the original pick Zach had for Black History Month. And then he just changed his mind and said, you know what? No, we're doing Soul Man. And I said, Zach, are you sure you want to do that? People like Wesley Snipes. I mean, that'd be a much better pick. And Zach insists. He said, no, Soul Man.
I don't think I picked Soul Man. I think that was you.
I didn't pick Soul Man. No, my pick was How High. No, my pick was Money Talks. I take that back.
You can't even get it straight, you know?
Money Talks. Money Talks is my pick. No, I just know my pick wasn't Soul Man. That was yours.
Didn't I pick Soul? The animated movie?
No. We did not watch Soul.
Would it have been racist during Black History Month to pick the movie that just because it says always bet on black?
It would have been less racist than picking Soul Man.
Oh. I can't believe Maze picked Soul Man.
Give me some soul kisses, baby.